Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. Welcome. I'm your host, the man with the mic, the captain of common sense. Yes, that's me right here. Thank you so much. I was watching a John Schneider video today, and he makes so much sense. I mean, I was listening to K-Love, and they make so much sense too. You know, we have a volume button. Everyone's all wanting to, like, oh my God, she don't have a mask on. She ain't 6 feet away. Everyone's like screaming, oh, you're a Trump supporter. Well, so what? You're a Biden supporter. I don't care. If you think he's the right man for the job, I wouldn't let him babysit my kids, let alone run the country, but that's me. You know? Wake up. Good old Alfredo, Chris Cuomo, the CNN anchor. Yeah, there's talks that he is having with Michael Cohen about sexual harassment stuff that was being, you know, when he was at ABC and stuff going on. And yeah, basically indicating, yeah, this is what was going on. This is what I was doing. And, you know, he needs to go. I mean, it's not like anyone would miss him. The two viewers would be like, what happened to Chris Cuomo? The two viewers wouldn't have anything to do. It's probably his brother and
his mama.
Yep. Black leaders to the CEOs of Planned Parenthood that they need to get away from Margaret Sanger's vision. Okay, I'll get into that one. Trump mocks Nancy, because Nancy Pelosi goes into this hair salon without a mask on. But she goes in there like, why do you need a mask? Like, masks don't do anything. She doesn't go in there I forgot one. She goes in there like nonchalantly, like. So sort of like when
and
someone.
She says it's a setup, but yet she called them a wash and a blowout.
Yeah.
She could have someone come over to her house and do that, and it wouldn't be all this hoopla.
Yeah, yeah.
How did Trump mock her?
No, he just went off. Because, like, it's one of these same old, where look at all these politicians doing one thing and telling us to do the exact opposite. You need to be locked in a closet in your room, but I'm going to go out and party and drink. The hairstylist, Erica, she goes, I'll get into that. She goes off. They have actually then a commission on presidential debates, and they've announced the three moderators are going to have three debates. It's going to be, and Biden, I guess, has apparently said he wants fact checkers during the debate. He's going to get Facebook fact checkers.
Okay. Is that true or is that bull?
The fact checkers is real. I was joking about the Facebook, but he's actually wanting fact checkers. I'm like, okay, well then, why don't you get the people from the Epoch Times?
No, get Clint back. MST 3000.
Yeah, get okay. Pause the debate. Pause. Get Glenn back. That's the only way we could watch the what was it? The Obama State of the Unions was that where I had like okay stop.
Yeah.
Fact check.
He did that twice, and that's the only two times we ever watched.
And it was just hilarious.
Yeah, very hilarious.
Okay, the race narrows and dramatically in Pennsylvania and. COVID deaths are down 6.7%. Folks, and his lead, Biden doesn't have a lead. Okay? Nothing's narrowing. If anything, Trump is getting more people. The RNC had real people. They didn't have like Lady Gaga coming in here with like $100 million necklace and everything. Hi, I support Joe Biden. No, Trump had real hardworking Americans. Sorry, my arm's in a cast, you know. My arm got blown off in 9, but I'm here supporting Trump. Yeah, this guy over here doesn't have legs, and he has to actually use prosthetics and things to help hold him up so he can stand for the national anthem. You know, they had real people. Get into that, all kinds of stuff. Ted Wheeler, oh, we love you, Ted Wheeler. Oh, you're the greatest. Oh, how we love Ted Wheeler. He slams neighborhood protests. This is not about Black Lives Matter anymore. Okay, sorry. This is continuing and continuing. This is not about, they don't care about Black Lives anyway, so I'll get into that. Iowa Democrat Teresa Greenfield, the protesters are great, and like cops are racist and police are racist. I mean, I'm gonna get into all kinds of stuff, so thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I want to get into this really quickly. Shoot, I had it up here. Okay, Romans 13:10. Love does not harm. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Think about that as you're going through your day today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please, on September 10th, Kaylee Thompson is having surgery. Keep her in your thoughts and prayers. The family really, really appreciates it. I got a prayer candle on my Facebook page. Feel free to share it if you're a friend of mine. It's on the Kyle's Conversation page, too. Feel free to share it. Get your prayers out. We need prayer warriors. CNN's Alfredo should seriously be fired, because there's tapes that came out where he's basically talking to good old Michael Cohen about like when he was at ABC and had all kinds of like, let me see here. The audio of a call was aired by Fox News' Tucker Carlson. As Cuomo admitted, he had received questions about his behavior with women at his former job at ABC. Do you know how many bleeping phone calls I've gotten from people at ABC who say that reporters are calling and lying about things they heard about me to try to get stories about me when I was at ABC? He asked Cohen, referring to accusations from women that he said were false because he was getting tons of women. I understand one woman coming, but I mean, it's a lot of women coming forward and saying all this stuff. You know, it just don't make sense. Two and two, I mean, he's like confiding, like, can you believe all this? I'm getting all these phone calls because people are saying. I don't know. Cuomo sucks, so it don't matter. But, like, it's just, I honestly think it's like, can you believe people are, like, I wish they would just shut up about it. Like, I know I'd be, like, trying to, like, hush it under the table or something. I don't know. I mean, Fredo has, like, 2 viewers, so what the heck, you know? His brother and his mom. I don't know how anyone takes anyone in the mainstream media seriously. I don't know how. I look at the state-run media like I would North Korea's media when they'll say, like, North Korea won the World Cup today. And I'm translating because, like, they would be speaking in Korean. I love watching those videos, and there's videos on YouTube where they'll show, like, that it's in Korean, but you can tell that they're telling their country that they won the World Cup. They've never been in the World Cup. Black leaders at Planned Parenthood, you know, the black leaders are telling Planned Parenthood, the CEO, Will you fight racism that targets black lives in the womb? Will you basically go against Margaret Sanger's vision? Maybe. Women have reproductive rights. Really? Well then, why don't you exercise that right before you get pregnant? It's called abstinence. If you have, and I will do a disclaimer, if you are raped and get pregnant, that's a whole different ball game. I'm talking about open legs Linda. And guess what? I'm pregnant. I didn't use a condom, so I guess I'm just going to have to put a coat hanger up there. Excuse my language, but why don't you think about what you're doing before you go needing something? Like I said, rape is different. I don't get it. They need to get away from Margaret Sanger's vision. Yeah, there are so many high-profile Democrats who are like, oh, I adore Margaret Sanger. She was great. And you got black people still wanting to vote for the person. Oh, good old Margaret Sanger. But I don't understand, man. That's the problem. No one wants to take responsibility for their actions. Yeah, I shouldn't have done what I did. Nah, yeah, you shouldn't have done what you did. Think about the consequences before you have the baby. Before you get pregnant, think about what can happen, the consequences. People don't want to do that. They're just going to jump right in. Just think about this. Because I remember this one guy was at, they had this pro-choice rally. And this lady goes, just think about it like this, folks. You're pro-choice, well, your mom, oh, leave it out. I want it out. But if you're only here because your mom was pro-life. If your mom would have done what you want pro-choice, you wouldn't be here. And they didn't know, and they couldn't say anything back. But this is what's going on in this world. This is what's going on because you have, see, everybody in this world is seeing, like Governor Whitmer do whatever she wants to, but she's telling people in Michigan what they can and cannot do. Governor Lightfoot's like, oh, you can't protect your property, but oh, I can protect mine. Oh, you can't go to church, but you can riot. She's telling you what to do, but doing whatever she wants to do. That's the problem. People are seeing, like Nancy Pelosi, willy-nilly walking into a hair salon. She had someone made an appointment for her to get it shampooed. I wish I had the money to go to a salon for someone to wash my hair, just to wash my hair. See, I can actually go and wash my own hair. I can walk into a pharmacy and I don't have to go through the drive-thru. I don't have to go through the drive-thru. I can walk into the restaurant and say, give me this and this and this. You know, to have the kind of money she does, to be paid to have someone wash her hair and blow dry it. And she has someone that schedules that appointment. And then she goes in there with no mask on, nothing. And then she acts like, oh, well, this was a whole setup. You're telling people, put on a mask, wear a mask, and you don't wear one. Dr. Fauci, he don't wear no mask. He was at the Washington Nationals game, no mask on. Oh, in front of the telly, if you see him on the telly, they got a mask on. Outside of the telly, people aren't buying this. People are seeing that the triple standards. Oh, we're going to do whatever we want over here. We're gonna party. We're gonna do whatever we want to. Okay. Hello, folks. I'm your governor. You need to be locked in your closet. You cannot come out ever. We're gonna start putting sensors on your door so that we can tell if you leave your house to go out for any reason whatsoever. you need to stay locked in your closet. And then on the TV, they're out partying. The governor tonight was seen at a nightclub with a bunch of other politicians, not social distancing, wearing a mask or anything, getting totally plastered and drunk. They were on a cocaine binge, and it's totally acceptable. People are done with it. People don't buy this pandemic anymore. So we gotta instill fear. So we gotta have riots. People aren't buying any of this. And in these cities where they had all these rioting, people are like, wait a minute, done. Sorry, folks, I'm done with this. I am 100% done. I'm a Democrat, but I'm sorry. The governor's not doing, who cares if is the National Guard coming? Is Trump calling the National Guard? The governor's not doing anything. And the governor doesn't want Trump to do anything. He doesn't want, so the Democrats in those cities are not happy right now. And they're not. They're not happy at all. They're pissed. None of this is being blamed on Trump, mind you. But that's what they want you to think. And that's what they were hoping. That we're going to have all these riots and Trump's going to get blamed for everything. And no. No one's... People are seeing... We're going to have a French Revolution in this country because... You're seeing a bunch of politicians that go and do whatever they want to. Here's my 24-karat gold plates. These are, yes, I had these sent back because when I had it tested, they were only 4 9s fine gold. Now I'm 5 9s fine gold. Yes, and since diamonds are the sharpest thing, I have knives made out of diamonds. That way they cut. Yes. And I didn't just use, like, industrial diamonds. I got real. These are the flawless stones that were turned into these knives. And here you are. Okay. Are you gonna? I gotta figure out rent. How am I paying my rent? I don't know what to do. I got this. How am I paying my bills? I don't know. That's 90% of Americans. Okay. Well, we got about a month left, and then if we don't start making major money, we're going to have to close our doors. See, in these restaurants that are shutting down, the places, they're not like, dang it, Trump, why isn't Trump doing anything? They're like, hey, this is, we can't go on tour. No fault of our, well, we ain't going on tour. They're just, live by faith, not fear, folks. But, if you can't see through all these politicians doing whatever they want to, going to salons, getting their hair cut, going here, going there, and they're telling you, you need to stay home and vote. You shouldn't go. When Walmart's like a Black Friday, but they're telling you to stay home and vote, there are times where like one person has trouble getting into Walmart, let's say they're in a wheelchair or whatever, and a bunch of us, we're trying to help, do whatever, but be constant, be distant, whatever the case. And it takes, or some guy's like, I did it with a mask, and, you know, and there's like 20 people. No one is social distancing in line. When you got 25 people in line, no one's social distancing. I'm sorry, no one's, if you can go through these cash registers, thank you, Plexiglass, for protecting me from everything that the cashier touches. I've not, you know, and this is what scares me. I went to Walmart the other day, and I've been to Meijer and stuff, because I like Meijer a lot. But some places, depending, they have more China than, because I try not to buy anything. I want to get if anyone wants to PM me, I'm trying to find like a zero gravity chair. I'd love to get one for like me and my wife. But I want one that's made in America, not made in China. Anywho, you sit there and you're like, okay, there's about 300 bottles of sanitizer, and that's like the seventh difference that I've seen in one store. Like, okay, there's this type of sanitizer, it's like 800 bottles. There's 200 of this type. There's sanitizer, like instant hand sanitizer, like tons and tons of it. I was at this Meijer and that Walmart, there were so many masks. You could. There's probably like 10,000 plus masks. There's masks there that, like, well, okay, if you get one of those cloth masks that you can rewash and stuff, I would expect you could get a year out of that mask. How long do they... There's so many masks at this store. Like, how long do they think we're going to be wearing this stuff? And I always joke about it, but kind of a serious joke. Like, when they have pictures of... They're getting women to wear masks so that they can be more adjusted to it when they force them to wear the hijab. I'm surprised someone hasn't said, why wear... Instead, if you have a problem with the mask, just wear a hijab. I'm surprised I have not seen that. I am shocked that someone hasn't said, well... You don't worry about wearing a mask, just wear a hijab. So, it's one of those things. It's very interesting, you know. And people aren't buying all this stuff. They're not. They're like, wait a minute here. If they're doing whatever they want to, why can't I do what I want to? I mean, there were protests that were, from what I'm understanding, pretty peaceful in Kenosha, Wisconsin when Biden was there. Now, I didn't really get if the gist was like, why is he here? Why is he, because he talked supposedly to the family of the victim and all this, like acting like he cares. Biden just wants your damn vote. He don't care. Biden is not there. Biden is one where they could probably tell him something. When I'm president, you are going to go to a camp and I'm going to poison you all and you all will die. And he could probably read that off a teleprompter and not even engage his brain enough to realize, what did I just say? Because I watched a speech he did with my, I went Wednesday and I had lunch with my mom. And we were watching the speech that he gave, and being in the assisted living continuing care committee for as long as I have been in, because I did it 16 plus years and I'm part time there now, I've been around dementia people, and it looked like he's going through the motions, like he's not, like he's reading what's there, like he's not really there. They had people, his aides were like picking the people who were gonna ask questions, and I swear it looked like he was reading an answer, like they were pre-scripted questions. It's just, he just didn't seem like he was cognitively there. Like he's sort of like if you were to give someone acid and, you know, they're there, but they're not there because they're seeing stuff that's not there. But this presidential debate is going to be telling, because supposedly Biden wants to have, like, fact checkers. Now, who are these people that are going to be fact? They need to get going back in there. They need to get someone that's real. They need to get someone someone that has no affiliation, okay? I'm just here to prove right or wrong. I don't give a crap. Because I know they're going to try to get, like, okay, we got Chris Cuomo. He's going to be the facts checker here. See, and if the facts prove Trump right, they'll be like, oh, that guy must work for Russia. But they've got the three debate moderators. They've got Fox News' Chris Wallace, C-SPAN's Steve Scully, and NBC's Christian Welker. I'm pretty okay with that. I mean, Chris Wallace is not afraid because he's given some hard questions to some Democrats. I think he's more liberal-leaning, but he's not afraid to call. He's not afraid to answer some. He's not afraid to give some tough questions. You know, some reporters will be light on Democrats. He can give them some soft questions. He can give them some hard questions too. He can be hard if he wants to be. Steve Scully from C-SPAN's not bad. You know, he's pretty moderate. He's a little bit, I think they're all a little left-leaning. But, you know, I think Christian Walker is more left than anybody, like way more left. But I think I'm glad it's not like three anti, you know, you need to get some unbiased people in there. That's why I think you need to get some journalists outside the U.S. I don't care. I'm just here to do debate. I don't care, you know, whatever. If Trump wins, great. If Biden wins, hey, it's not my country. Okay, I ask question number one. You know, because I still remember, and I talked about this on my program in the past, like where when Bush was president, there was a lady that was on the BBC, and I forget the name of the lady, whatever, and she's like, oh, he was good friends with Sheikh Mohammed, the man responsible for killing Osama bin Laden. And this, she was killed assassinated 3 weeks later, and that was edited out. And my friend goes, oh, whatever, trying not to give Obama the credit. I'm like, wait a minute. And this dude was giving me crap for it. I'm like, this is from the British Broadcasting Network. This has nothing to do with the U.S. This was filmed before Obama was even president. She was assassinated for what that got leaked, that she said that stuff and it was edited out and she was assassinated. She was killed. Oh, it's all, no one cares. It's like, no one cares. Because I get people that like, sorry, the facts show that George Floyd did some drugs. And if he would have been left in the room all alone, he would have died. No matter what. That's George Floyd. Those are the facts. We're not justifying the cops. I mean, I have people that act like, well, since George Floyd took those drugs, you know, he didn't have any drugs in the system. He was just, I don't know. It was the cops that went up, because I have people tell me the cops killed him 100%. You actually believe that crap? Like, facts don't lie. We're not justifying what the cops did. The cops didn't do right. And there are some people that say that, depending, did he have his knee on his neck or in his shoulder? I believe he had. I don't believe that the cops did anything right. I mean, still, there's multiple cops there that could have said, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, you got him handcuffed to pick his butt up. Because normally, what you do in this situation is, if somebody, oh, my arm hurts, okay, well, then you play along that their arm hurts, and you make it, you do something to try to ease the pain. You don't believe them, but you pick them up and you do stuff to make it easier to breathe. You don't believe the guy. You believe the guy's just trying to escape or do something. And that's what you got to do. But in the end, you don't really believe the dude, but you got to go from there. That way, if he's really not able to breathe, hey, at least you got him in a position where he could breathe better. But when he was in the police car, he could not breathe. He was still having issues. The drugs would have killed him no matter what, if the cops did anything or not. We're not saying cops are not guilty of anything. No, they should be held accountable for doing stuff that they, if you can actually prove 100% through the autopsy that, okay, that the cops, that they did no harm to the man, that it was on the shoulder or whatever, okay, then you can say, okay, hey, the evidence, but I believe the cops still did stuff to him. They didn't kill him, the drugs did, but they weren't in the right either. And some people, but you also got to play devil's advocate and look at the other side of it. Look at all the people filming. Why would they intentionally kill a man with all these people watching where they know they're going to be 100% guilty? Some people think they weren't doing anything wrong, that the knee was on the shoulder and all this stuff, and if they were going to try to kill the man, but even if it's on the shoulder, you only leave it just for enough to handcuff him, then you pick him up. So I still think it's not 100% that they're in the right in anything. Got about let me see here. Got about half an hour left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. I want to thank you all so much. Don't forget to keep Kaylee in your prayers on September 10th, please, please. She's having surgery and, you know, and family, let me know that. And I started a prayer candle. So I might see if I can share this via the messenger to some people. But I do have there's a Kyle's Conversations PayPal link if you want to donate. It's PayPal me weekly conversation. I also want to thank people from all over, because I got Cambodia and I've got Sweden listening. So thank you, Switzerland and Cambodia. Thank you all, and thank you, Australia, and everyone that listens around the world. Thank you. You know, think about where you live. Has your life got? I mean, I just go to my store and I look at, okay, what I paid for this stuff as a kid, now what I pay for it. I mean, I don't think Trump's lead is narrowing. I think Biden's lead's narrowing or whatever. I think Trump's dominating. You know, when I was a kid, I mean, just think about it. What did it cost to buy a pack of gum when you were a kid? Or a gallon of milk or bread or cheese? It's sad when you go to a restaurant and they have like, that's like an institution where they've been there for like since the 50s and they have like old menus. Like when they retire a menu, they'll put it on the wall and frame it, and you see like large pizza, $2. And the guy goes, back in the day, large cheese pizza, for that was a lot of money back then. Now you'd be like, a whole large pizza for $2? Wait, but back then, that was like, wow. That'd be like a $9 pizza today. But it's just one of those things. But people are waking up and they're like, okay, I'm done. I live in the city. The mayor, the governor's not doing anything. Trump's trying to send in help and they're not letting it, and it's just getting out of hand. I can't do this anymore. I'm not really a Trump supporter, but I can't be it. Sorry, I'm done. And the big thing I'm seeing now is this limbo of people that are like, I don't know what to do now. I really don't know what to do because I'm not a Trumper. But no way could I vote for Biden. And I think it's sort of like when we had the election last time, there's like, well, since Bernie Sanders basically, since Hillary Clinton did what she did, I can't support Hillary. Biden should have had the nominee. No, Biden didn't run. Don't know why, but he didn't run. Sanders should have gotten the nomination. I still wonder why, when Obama left, why didn't Biden run? I've always been, but you take Hillary Clinton. She shouldn't have the nomination. Sanders should have. And I wish he would have, because then, even in this election, because then it could have been socialism versus capitalism, and when the American people vote and capitalism wins, they can say, hey, this will, and it would shut a lot of people up. But like I said, like on Wednesday, type in Antifa.com. I've posted videos of it. It comes up as Biden, JoeBiden.com's website. If you type in Antifa.com, it switches to JoeBiden.com. There's a video I've shared on my Facebook. And I shared it on the messenger, and it shows like where the money, if you donate to Black Lives Matter, where it actually goes. Like it goes to the Tides Foundation, it goes to the Communist Party of the United States, the American Socialists of the United States, all these socialist communist organizations, ACLU. It doesn't go to like Black Lives Matter. Systematic racism is sort of like a drug law. You're not going to be able to fix racism. Sorry. There are going to be people to the day you die that are going to be like, there's a white culture and there's a color culture. It's the way it always has been, the way it always will be. The blacks should have their own bathroom and the whites should have their own. Bosses, there's people that are still going to believe that bull crap. So I know someone's going to cut and paste it. See, he supports that. No, I don't. I can't believe that when I was in high school, we saw pictures of like colored bathrooms and white bathrooms and colored sinks and regular sinks. Now you have black people wanting special graduations and special bathrooms and all and dormitories and hey, you got the whole university. You only got this little room here. Be cognizant. This is the only place we can go. Really? I thought America was a free nation. I thought you could go almost anywhere. And I say almost because try to get on Area 51 and see how far you get. But that's where we're at. Oh, if you were just an FYI, the Victory Temple Church of God, the Bible study, it's not going to happen tonight. So even if, no matter where you are, get into Bible study, get into church. If you ain't got a church, get your butt in the church, find one. Me and my wife have one, Victory Temple Church. It's great. You know, we need it because we're not perfect. We're far from it. You know, people have this notion that, well, you're a Christian, so you have to be perfect. No, we go to church because we're not perfect and, you know, that's why. Ted Wheeler's neighbors slam protests, and it's awesome because this is no longer about Black Lives Matter when they're still trashing communities. We could get as a nation behind this movement if they were like, okay, look at these black people that have died at the hands of, if they came out, if Al Sharpton came out and said, you know what? Every weekend there's deaths in Chicago, black on black deaths, and we need to do something about it. We need to stop it. I'm going to go, and we're going to march to end violence. And he was going into Philadelphia one weekend about black on black deaths and crime and violence. But when he's an ambulance chaser and is only there when a white person kills a black person, no one takes any of these people seriously. And that's the problem. You could take them seriously if that's what they were actually about, if they were actually about Black Lives Matter, if they actually cared. See, people go silent when I say, okay, when that Colts player was killed, where was the outrage? It was a black player. Oh, that cop died. He was a black. He's a black cop. Where's your outrage? I don't see any of my Black Lives Matter shoving that in my face friends pushing solidarity for that black cop that died. When, I don't know, when that Colts player died, they didn't care. They didn't care. When Tamir Harris L. Bahanan was killed, there was no outrage. None of my black friends or my Black Lives Matter friends saying, hey, the violence got to stop, man. This is a black guy. His life matters. They didn't care. They didn't care. We all matter. We all matter. This is just about seeing how much I can loot, destroy, and take and get away with. That's your own community. First of all, if that's your own community you're looting in, so where are you going to go grocery shopping if you trash that grocery store or that music store, that electronics store? Where are you going to get your stuff? You're harming your own community. And if you're not harming your own community because it's not your community, then you have no business even being there because that's not your problem. These people don't know George Floyd. They don't know anything. They weren't there. They don't know all the facts. They don't know that it was fentanyl along with methamphetamine in the system that actually killed him. And when he would have died from that no matter what. But still, you have white people. My friends are like, oh, that's pretty far reaching. I'm like, I'm 5'8". I don't have to reach for nothing. That is the actual facts. See, when it comes to COVID-19, they'll be shoving all these wearing masks and all these science facts in my face. But when it comes to the medical examiner saying, here's the toxicology reports, read them and weep, pal. Oh, that's not You believe that? You actually believe that, doctor? Because they only believe what they want to believe. The truth, if they want to believe, is the truth. If it's not, they don't. If you want to know about Jesus Christ, I'll tell you about him. I have my wife to thank for that man. And my brother, but hey. Living in two different states. Giving it up. Okay, I'm done. I'm gonna accept I'm on my own. If I ever find someone, I do, but more than likely I don't. My Georgia peach is out there somewhere. And my wife basically, I had how many people on Match.com? So, no, it wasn't Match, it was eHarmony. I had like 1,200, 1,300 matches, and my wife gave up looking, and here we go. And we found each other. But that's the way it goes, folks. When you give it to God, he does things. And that's the thing, because me and my wife live paycheck to paycheck, like 99% of Americans. And when you watch the CBN broadcast of Reginald Visu, and he's like, you know, I have millions of dollars, and I have the best insurance. We got the best doctors. My dad's going to be saved. He's going to be cured. And when his dad was on his deathbed, he had his son recite the Savior's Prayer because he had gotten saved. And when his dad didn't make it, he's like, well, I had all this earthly stuff. I had earthly doctors and I had earthly money and earthly everything. I can fix it. It doesn't matter how much millions Kaylee Thomas's family has or what doctors they have. It's God in the end. We may not be able to provide money and say, here, we're going to fix stuff with money, but we can offer our prayers to her and lift her up. Everyone wants everything. Oh, I want my replication. Maybe if you sow a good seed, maybe if you do something, maybe if you help clean up that shop, everyone's going to help out and do something. No questions asked, no money, no nothing. Maybe, just maybe, if you do something for someone, maybe you'll get it paid back. Maybe someone will do something for you. I'm not saying that if you give someone 20 bucks, that guy's going to give you 20 bucks back. You may get, someone might do something for you. If you ever watch that Trading Up stuff where those people, where I buy like a pair of sunglasses for like $3 and this guy really wants these, and these are like $50 sunglasses to this guy because he likes this type of thing. So you trade these sunglasses you bought for, let's say, like $2 or whatever to this guy. You trade them for something that's worth more because these, okay, I'm sorry, but what I don't, if you think these sunglasses are great, go ahead. I don't see what's in them. But to him, they're worth $50, but to you, you got them for $2. And then you trade for something that's more valuable than that $2 item, and then you take and you find someone that really wants that other item. Okay, then you got these records. I'm a Grateful Dead head. Well, you got some Grateful Dead records? Sweet, wow. And then I give him $100 for these records because they mean something to me because I love the Dead. And I give him something that is worth, let's say, $200, but to me it's worth, you can't pay me for it. And then you keep trading up. And that's what, you know, got to get our prayers out. In the end, all we got is God. And when she goes into surgery, we want the family to know that God's there because they're believers. And that's the thing. Everyone wants all this stuff handed to them, but no one wants to, why don't you sow a good seed and maybe you'll get a good plant out of it. Because, I mean, like, I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter. And just because you use medical cannabis or CBD doesn't make you a bad person. But I mean, there are places where you could probably be convicted of molesting and have a kid given to you. But there are places that are trying to take away kid, like if you want to adopt or whatever. Well, you know, like in child protective services and stuff like that, they want to take your kids away if you're using, even if it's medical. See, that I don't get this, because look at Urban Rosenfeld. That guy works, functions, smokes, drives, everything. I, at least, if I use a CBD, let me see how this is going to, I always tell people, if you want to use a different strain or whatever, CBD, or if you live in a state where you can get medical cannabis, try it, okay? Make sure, try it at night and see how it affects you. Don't treat it like a candy store. Get a little, okay, say, this is what I'm dealing with. You know, talk to me. Okay, what are you dealing with? Okay, so you need to be up all day. You don't want a Hindu Kush. You don't want a AK-47. You don't want like a Northern Lights with Big Bud. I would try Northern Cheese Haze, really good one. I would Blue Cheese is really good. A Durban Poison. You want something that's gonna and get a really strong indica, a really strong sativa, and get a couple hybrids. Just get enough to do like a one hit or like a joint, and see how they affect. See what, okay, well, I liked this one. Okay, if you're nauseated a lot, use Girl Scout cookies. You know, so many people like, oh, hook it up, dog. Yes, sir. I can get medical marijuana legal. It's legal in Michigan. I can get, and then they buy a whole bunch instead of. I don't really like that strain. Okay, well then that's where you get a little bit of like four strains of different. Okay, well I don't, you know, and then say, well I liked this one a lot. Okay, then you can get that one. Well, I kind of like this, and then we can work with you and try to figure out which one is best suited for you. You know. We go to church because we're not perfect. You know, this, we got to get past this notion that, like, oh, Christians are 100% perfect people and pot smokers are 100% evil devil worshipers that smoke the devil's lettuce. And get that stigma out. I want to thank you so much, you all, for tuning in. The conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of. I do. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like and subscribe to on a Blog Talk. You can actually comment. You can actually like follow me so you know when I'm live. I do have Kyle's Conversations on Blog Talk, and on I have a Facebook page also where I post articles and stuff like that. The Weekly Conversation with Kyle is where I had that too. So if you see The Weekly Conversation with Kyle, same thing, just change the name. I used to do Kyle's Conversations, and I said, let's do The Weekly Conversation with Kyle. But then I found out that I couldn't, because I thought about keeping that, but then my Facebook page, I couldn't change the name of it. Instead of starting all over, I just changed the conversation back to Kyle's Conversations, and possibly looking at getting a new, better logo. But one thing I thought about doing also is getting just some basic merch, more for me. So like if I go back to Facebook Live, I can't be accused of, are you sponsored by this company? Because there are people that, well, I tried to do it. And then they go to Lens Crafters because they, well, he said he got his glasses fixed. Well, I'm not a sponsor of them. I don't, you know, or whatever the case, and the people think that they're, you know, and they can get into legal issues, because I guess there's a real cigarette company, there's a real cigarette brand, like Real Cigarettes, and there was a guy I used to watch called, I'm Dan from Real Cigarette View, and today these are blue Winston cigarettes, I guess they're only available in Japan, a guy sent them to me, and let's review them, and he would go through, and I think the pack's not bad. And he would get some from countries where like half the pack is a huge warning with graphic photos and all this and different things. And I guess because he was so successful, because of the Real Sig trademark and stuff, he was getting cease and desist letters from the, what is that called? He's getting cease and desist letters from, like, Big Tobacco, and he had to get, like, attorneys and everything. Cost him boatloads. Okay, I got to figure out how to change the URL in every video or take them all down, and he had to go through all kinds of crap. And then there was another guy, like an Outlaw Dipper, and he was hilarious, his videos. And I guess he was getting, they were coming after him, American Snuff Company was. There was a huge lawsuit coming after him. He's like, if anything, he's promoting your products. You should be thanking him. He's getting your people to, but whatever. You know, so you got to be careful with what you say, what you do, so that someone doesn't think you're sponsored or whatever, you know, and all that good junk, so. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, and number 34, Donny Van de Beek, the Donster, the Donny Monster. He's finally a United player, and look, 40, 35 million for a guy that I think's better than, I wonder what's up, because I know, I think Jack Grealish really wants to come to United, and now I kind of feel like, oh, he put in a transfer request, and now I don't think it's going to, now what he's, now where's he going to go? But you got him, but he's going to be amazing, because, look, we got Donny Van de Beek, who I think is a better player, for 35/40 million. Okay. You need to rethink your 80 million pound price. Why would anyone want to pay 80 million for a Grealish when we got Donny Van de Beek for 35 million with 5 million in potential add-ons? Okay? It's like Hazard. What he went for, United could easily say, well, yeah, I know Jadon Sancho, but, you know, hey, they only paid this much for, you know, hey, you got to, they can try to look at these deals that are done and what they're paying for him. He is just as good. He's more established, and they got less money for him. So, yeah, you're going to, and they can try. I think they're trying to get them to lower the price. And I don't care. You could take someone, Hazard could have went for 10 million pounds. And they'd be like, oh, I don't guess what, they got 10 million pounds for him. They got a great deal, but you want Sancho, 108 million, 100 million, whatever. You know, they're not going to budge. I don't think Borussia Dortmund are going to budge at all. And I think he's a, because there's a big debate today, and this has been kind of in my mind. Would you take, if you could get five players, if it was between Jadon Sancho and Donny Van de Beek coming to United, or you take Donny Van de Beek, and instead of getting Sancho, you get four other players, so you get five total coming in. Would you rather have Donny Van de Beek and Sancho, or Donny Van de Beek and four other players? I would take, that's so hard, because, like, I think Donny Van de Beek and Sancho, Sancho's like a once in a lifetime. You're not gonna be able to get someone like that. I'd get Sancho in. I think the Argo is gonna come. I don't know if because I guess Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been talking. He's like, hey, he. We don't have a director of football. I want to be involved in this. I want to get these people. What I think with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is, I don't know who, because I think when you had David Moyes and you had Jose Mourinho, here's my players. This is my list. You get me my players. Where Solskjaer is like, I want to be involved in this shite because I don't think they're going to do anything. If I don't, I want my nose in the cap. I want to get these players. I want to talk to these players. I want to show them around Carrington. I want to take them to Old Trafford. You know, when you look at Donny Van de Beek, he looked like, okay, like, it's going to be sad. There's probably not going to be fans there for his first game because he just looks like he'd just be, like, in tears. Like, can you believe I'm here? I mean, like, if the day I get to go to Old Trafford, I'll probably be crying. Like, are you okay, sir? It's Old Trafford. Holy cow. It's like a dream, you know? Like, he's like honored, like amazing. Like, I actually get to be here. And that's what we need to get. Screw these players that, oh, I want, like, if they're going to demand a lot of money, no. I want someone that, okay, give me $10 million. I don't care. I'm here for United. I want to win titles. I don't care. You put food in my belly and a place to slide down, okay, I'm not going to. We're going to win. I cannot accept defeat. Sorry. I'm someone that will probably walk Old Trafford back and forth for 3 days straight if we lose. Second place is first loser. I cannot turn. You know, I want to see people coming to United to take their shirt off, rip their heart out, and put their jersey on. Let's go. And I think that's what Ollie wants. He wants the players like the Roy Keynes that he was playing around and the Andy Coles that were like, it's an honor to be here. This shirt means something. This is not just it's an honor to put this shirt on. I'm the proud, the few. I get to wear this jersey. Wayne Rooney wore this jersey. George Best wore this jersey. Duncan Edwards wore that shirt. Andy Cole. Giggsy. And it's nice that I think he's trying to find people. He wants to really be here. It's not about the money. He'll take a pay cut because he wants to see United turn around to be the club it was. Got about 60 seconds or so, just a little bit over that left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of. Kaylee Thompson, don't forget to keep her in your thoughts and prayers on September 10th. So keep her in your thoughts and prayers, folks, on the Thursday conversation. That day she'll be having surgery, folks. So thank you so much for your thoughts and your prayers. Remember, folks, sow the seed. Be that person you want someone to be to you. If you want someone to be mean to you, then I don't get it. But if you want someone to be nice to you, be nice to them. Remember, with the firm alliance and the protecting the divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.